teacher's lounge.
I'm sorry if you can hear the puppies
And
panting. They refuse to go
we
anywhere.
are virtual for the next 2 weeks because someone got the
First of
vid.
all, excuse both of y'all, okay? These kids are going to piss heck. And they will sneeze right in your mouth, okay?
That is true. That does happen. But yeah, so for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be a little bit virtual just to make sure that everyone stays safe and healthy and things like that.
You
And
know
while
what?
Brie
I
cannot taste
came
good
back just
food.
fine except for coffee.
Yes.
Dude, coffee tastes nasty now, y'all. I don't know how to
Really?
drink it because nobody tells me what to do. Not even my taste buds.
What?
I'm telling you, I think there's this thing that, like, and I could be so wrong, I might be way off, but I thought I heard if you take a raw jalapeno or something like that and eat
No.
it, that
Sound like
that
a
brings your
one-chip
taste
challenge. I've
buds
been doing
back. Is
lately.
that not a thing?
People be
I
like,
don't
"Nah,
know.
bitch,
That's what
I'm
I thought it
good."
was.
A no for me.
My dad does that. He'll eat just a ghost pepper raw. I remember when we were in Louisiana, because my grandfather's friend actually grows ghost peppers, and he just was like, "Oh, Gilly," like, because my dad loves spicy stuff. He just handed him one, and my dad just popped it in his mouth and ate it. And we're all just watching him, and he goes, "Whew,
That's
a little hot." And I
super
said,
spicy.
"Yes,
Your dad's in the
yes,
mafia.
yeah." And all of a sudden, he goes, "You know, I think it's the seeds that are
That
spicy."
true?
And I was
I
like,
mean,
"Yes,
the seeds are
yes,
spicy, right? Ain't that true?
yes, it's
The difference
100% the
tastes.
seeds."
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you right now, I hadn't been at work in like 7 days, 7 school days, not counting the weekends. My kids must have lost their minds, and I had to help them find them. And that's fine, because at 7:52 a.m.,
Oh,
Casey was hollering at a student because I told him to do something, and he decided he was gonna tell me what he was gonna do. First of all, excuse you, okay? Our literacy coach was like, "Nice to see you back, Richardson."
oh, no.
I was like, "You better know it." No, listen, don't y'all hate when you tell the kids to do something? Like, if they're standing up, I'm like, "Hey, sit down." They're like, "Oh, she's getting something out of my backpack." "Oh, I don't care. Sit down anyway." Or if you tell them to sit down, I was just taking this paper to throw it in the tuck, bruh. I don't need a response, fam.
No.
I said,
You
that's why
okay? She got so
you know my
angry
dad
she
don't
threw
like
her
me
phone.
right now. Hold on. Stop the ringing. I have to drop the call.
I
My
give my kids
God.
like a very short list of things. I said, no matter what, like this is my short list of rules that you have to do. First of all, I don't, and I tell them all the time, and they really respect it. I said, when we're doing independent work, I don't give a crap if you're listening to music. I don't even care if you like glance at your phone, send a text back. I don't care. As long as you're not sitting on there for like 10, 15 minutes, you're clearly not getting your work done. I don't care. I said, but if I'm up at the front of the room talking, that's rude. Don't be on your phone. I said, if you come up to my desk and ask me a question and I just pull out my phone and start texting, you would feel like crap. So don't do it when I'm at the front of the room teaching. And the only other thing is that I ask whenever we're done, when the bell's about to ring, I need you in a seat. I don't care what seat it is, as long as it's a student seat. If admin walks across the hall and looks into my room, every
Right.
single one of y'all better
Immediately.
be in a
Immediately.
seat so that I don't get in trouble. And your masks better be upright. I don't care if you like them, but I'm not
Okay.
getting into it with admin because
Facts.
you want to do whatever.
Facts on
Those are
top of
like the
facts.
three
My
things that I
thing
ask.
was, he was just so disrespectful with it. And I was like, this is like a blatant disrespect because I gave him two chances, right? The first time I was like, hey, what are you doing? Stand up. I said, what are you doing? Like, you can't just get up and walk wherever you want to. I was plugging my laptop up. Okay, sit down. So then I told them because the sub moved them to different seats. I hate when the sub moved them to different seats. So and the sub told she told me. So they didn't tell her like we get to sit. No, she moved them. So I was like, hey, go back to your original seat that I put you in before I left. Everybody got up except for him. He's still sitting there. I said, hey, get up. He said, I was charging my laptop. I said, get out. But who he thought, baby, I started looking around under the table and on the bookshelf and everything. He was like, Miss Richardson, what you doing? I was like, I'm looking for who you're talking to because I know it can't possibly be me. Get out. That was the only
thing. I freaking like, love that.
Got his life together after I read him his rights. He came back in and got his life together. I ain't had no more.
So was this your- people don't realize it's all about testing the boundary with kids. Exactly. So you have to like push back a little bit and be like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
So was this your first day back? How was your stuff?
I have a really amazing inclusion teacher. So she was in there like 90% of the time. And they had a sub like the rest of the time. So apparently the sub was sitting back there knitting and watching crocheting and knitting videos on YouTube. And apparently admin walked in and she didn't even care. She was just back there living. I was like, was it an older woman? And they was like, no, Miss Richardson, she was like the same age as you. I was like, first of all, how old do you think I am? Don't ever ask kids that. 65,000.
But no.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when they say that on purpose.
Today was like, my kids, one of my students walked up to me at recess and was like, you must be having a rough day. You're looking a little tired. Why do they say that, bro? They just say the first thing that comes to their mind.
I was actually just thinking of this earlier, like sub horror stories, because I tried to post a video about it on TikTok, and TikTok just isn't posting videos right now for some reason. Like, me, Antel, and Haven are all having trouble getting anything posted. But I've had... I don't think I even told you all everything that happened with my sub a few weeks ago.
Is this a cabinet or something like that?
I've had... No. That was a story that was sent to me. But I had the weirdest sub the other day, and I don't even know where to start. So, first of all, this guy shows up in basketball shorts and, like, a t-shirt.
Weird.
And because my colleagues were texting me, and they're like, you'll never guess what he just showed up in.
Is he young?
Yeah, apparently he was, like, in his 30s. And apparently he also had a really bad sweating problem, and it made a lot of the kids, like, uncomfortable because he was drenched just in his own
sweat. I had a college professor like that. Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, but if you know that that's a problem,
wear a very thin t-shirt.
Right. Yes. That you can
because that's not his fault. Like, that is some kind of medical condition, and that's totally fine, but maybe a very thin exercise t-shirt is not what you want to wear to sub for a bunch of high schoolers that are going to be very mean about it. But what he did was, so I left some very, very organized, and you guys know me, some very detailed and organized lesson plans about everything. And my first period said, he looked at my list and said, your teacher looks very put together, but I just don't want to. And then proceeded to tell the other classes that I left them nothing. Didn't give anyone assignments for the 3 days I was out. Apparently sat in the back of the room on Facebook Marketplace and also looking up Asian women on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I had at least 4 or 5 girls tell me that he would put his hand on their shoulder or on their back. One girl said he got very close and was like, he's like, I really value your work ethic. I just wanted to let you know. One girl said that he pulled up a chair and just sat next to her the entire period. And then, you know, like my pink rolly chair that I have, it's in all of my TikTok videos. It's like a very me thing. Apparently he was rolling around and he just like broke the legs off of it. Like the legs just broke off of this chair. And he tried to blame a student for it. The only note, I got no note at all about any of the kids, any of the whatever, except for this one student was messing around behind your desk and broke your chair while I was monitoring students in the hallway. And I asked the kids about it, and they got visibly upset. They're like, that is ridiculous. We saw him break it, and then other teachers were like, no, he didn't leave your desk. Like, he never came to monitor anyone in the hallway. He never went to duties. So, like, he broke my chair and tried to blame it on a student.
Can we go back to him being a creeper? Yes. Like, we should call cops on
him. I reported him to admin.
With those basketball shorts and the t-shirt on? Why?
Yes.
It's a job shortage. They're desperate.
Yes. But this is what my admin said. My admin said, we don't want to accuse anybody of anything, so maybe we just won't let him sub here, but we don't want anything that will draw, like, media attention to the school or anything like that, so he just won't come back here, but we're not going to accuse anyone of anything officially, and then if it happens at multiple schools, well, then the county may take action, but for now... We just won't let him come
watch
back.
Watch the media to that. Yes. I'm not down.
It was, I sat there and I was like, but this is also the admin that when we were talking about sexual harassment training was like, oh, guess we gotta do this again.
Sorry, y'all. Like, Peyton is like really trying to talk to me.
Hey, Peyton!
Peyton!
Oh, beautiful girl!
I don't know if we can have her in the camera for the podcast, so I'm not gonna put her up there. But
it's up to you. You're her mom. It's parental permission.
Okay, just say hey to
people. Hey, lovely.
Hi.
I dropped the ring light, so
what?
He's like, "Mommy, we fixed it together."
Oh, she's here.
Oh, hey, are you still Elsa?
She does the dress.
Oh my
goodness. She's such a freaking cutie pie. Miss Southard, don't you have some news? I thought you wanted to do the podcast. Oh, never mind. Never mind. No news. No news. Just kidding.
No, I do. I do. I do. Well, I already recorded your guys' reaction yesterday, and that was probably my...
I'm ready for it to be recorded and viral. If it's not viral, like, I'm talking 30 million likes on this one video, then I'm going to be disappointed.
I've been shadow banned for, like, 2 weeks, so I mean, you might be disappointed, but that's okay.
I have the hair
top of my head. But you're so cute.
I was looking red.
No, you didn't.
Have my weave on.
I'll let you see it first, okay? But it is funny because I posted that I got engaged on Instagram. I got engaged. I posted that I got engaged on Instagram, and since I posted it like 5 hours ago, I've like lost 150 followers.
Oh, that's so stupid. Like,
I know.
That's so crazy to me. I'm following her because one day I might have a chance. Oh, she's engaged? No.
I know. And then someone else, well, you guys saw. It's been a weird social media trip the past
week.
Like, someone else commented that I shouldn't have posted a picture because I was sitting on a bed.
That's dumb. I want to do that now. If my room was prettier, I would so do it.
I just, like, and the thing that's hard is people will comment and be like, just ignore the haters. And I'm like, yeah, but I ignore most of them. However, I think this is something that needs to be addressed, so I'm not going to ignore it. It's like, we're humans. Like, right. We're normal people. We're not nuns. I mean, it's not even, like, nuns. We're, like, we're over-sexualized because we're women in teaching. Like... So I am not down.
I think it's very interesting how they also assume, like, oh, ignore the haters. What, like, you think we only got one or two? There's so many.
Y'all, I get sick and tired of these people up in my inbox. First of all, you're not my mama. Second of all, you don't use proper grammar. Ain't. You're not my mama. You don't pay no bills over here. Why? Well, and this is why I don't post on Facebook, because y'all grandmamas be on there starting stuff. Okay, I posted a video about the new TikTok challenge that the kids are supposed to be doing where they smack a teacher or whatever.
I didn't even
I did not say in the video, if you get me, I'm going to hit you. I said, if you hit me, I'm going to be doing prison time. So this woman commented.
I'm going to jail.
She was like, how about, she said, how about you go to prison if you put your hands on a child? Shut the hell up. Nobody, first of all, ain't nobody said they were going to put their hands on them. Second of all, you worried about, pause. Second of all, you worried about the wrong thing. Okay, but it was just the audacity right. of it for me. And then she went down and started commenting even further. She was like, how about you remember to take attendance? And how about you get your students engaged in your... Yeah, she was really crazy.
Like, it's Susan.
That is the it's kind of Susan. Person who's like not my exactly. son. My son would never exactly. do that to a girl.
Girl, black
no, thank you. Yeah.
If you come in my inbox trying to tell me what to do, I'm not your child. Don't reprimand me. This other girl gonna comment the other day talking about somebody. I asked her, my followers, how was your day or whatever. So somebody commented and said we had a sixth grader go crazy. And she put like an upside down smiley face. You know how like you being extra when you say something like the child didn't actually go crazy or whatever. Some woman gonna come up in my inbox talking about I just really like your account, but it's never funny to make fun of a student who had a mental breakdown. Get the hell out of my account. Unfollow me then. Y'all so they so sensitive.
Yeah.
They can't say nothing nowadays. It just irritates me.
I know.
I had a really funny commenter on our I can't remember if it was on one of the shorts that I posted about the podcast or if it was on the podcast account. It might have been on mine. I think it was on one of the shorts on mine. And it was like, the world will be a better place when teachers get off of all social media as they should. So I'm reporting this podcast to the authorities. And I was just like, what the heck? And I was like, go ahead. Let me know what they say. And I don't remember what they said next. But there was something about, like, you have no place on the internet, or, I don't know, it was something so funny. And I said, I think I'm going to make a TikTok about this. I absolutely have to. And they're like, if you do, I'll sue you. I said, my attorney husband says try it. Let me know how it works for you. He says, I've already contacted your local authorities and your school board. I said, great. Let me
That's
know what
why
they
I don't
say.
Tell them. Where I work either. They are crazy sometimes. The people yes. that have such an unrealistic expectation of teachers, I cannot.
It's so ridiculous. It's so weird. But I'm like, if you have all of these expectations, pay us.
Okay, and I ain't never set foot in a classroom before. Never.
No.
Never. Yeah. It drives me, girl, don't even get me started.
And we don't even have enough teachers. You want to be picky and choosy right now with the nitty gritty, and we don't even have enough adults to put in classrooms. It's so crazy because for anyone that doesn't know, I recently switched schools. I'm not at my previous school. They are so understaffed. They didn't realize there wasn't an adult in the classroom until third period.
That is insane.
What? I had students sending me messages like, Miss Rogers, I know you're not here anymore, but we don't know what to do. There's no adult here.
That is.
And I said, okay, let me call somebody.
Then people will probably be like, why didn't the kids go to the... They ain't gonna tell nobody. It ain't their job to tell nobody.
Like, what? I was honored that as many of them sent me a message and was like, what do we do? That I was impressed with. Not many kids would do that.
No. I'm being attacked by dogs right now. I'm really sorry, guys.
I'm like, dude, get out of the camera, fam.
This is what real life working from home looks yes. like.
Cat's just asleep next to me. All alone.
I want to get a cat.
You should. You need to.
Do you know how they, like, scratch their butt and stuff?
We've had this conversation so many times. You just put like a little anti-scratch spray, like just spray it like a little bit. And then what you do, you spray the couch with a little anti-scratch thing because it just creates a smell that they don't want to scratch on. Because what they're doing when they scratch is they have like the pheromone stuff in their claws and they're releasing their scent, like they're claiming it as
this stuff.
I love cats.
What is Tiger King and Carol Baskins? You're like the Rebecca King.
That's Avery's favorite TikTok thing. Carol Baskin. Killed her husband something. I don't know.
Come on.
Convince me that it didn't happen. That's Avery's favorite. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
And everybody has stopped listening.
Because the pandemic, when Tiger King came out, and everybody was like,
"That was awesome."
What is this weird vortex that we're living in right now?
That doesn't even feel real.
Feels like so long ago.
I know.
My daughter is meowing like a cat. Y'all hear her?
That's why you need a cat, to get someone that'll meow back.
I'm gonna get her a cat.
You should. But you spray the furniture, but you also get a little squirt bottle, and if they start, like, you just squirt them once, and in like a week, they'll learn.
I have all the cat people in our comments. I cannot believe you would ever squirt a cat with water.
No, that's how you train them, because, so here's the thing, cats instinctually, like, you can't, like, a dog, if they do something bad, one of my best friends has trained her pit bulls very well, so don't come for me. But you know, when dogs do something bad, you tap their butt and stuff. But you don't do that with cats because the instincts are different. Like, they think they're just being attacked. It's not a lesson. So for them, you have to spray them with a little bit of water.
Yeah. Now everybody's gonna be in the comments. I know you tried to say tap your butt, but you really meant spank. I can.
If I actually saw someone hit their dog, what? Like actually. Their dog, I would take them down.
I just don't like the culture that we live in right now, that people can't say anything, y'all. People get so offended.
It's like people think that it's a fine line because people think their opinions matter so much, and like your opinion matters to you,
right?
But like, keep it to you.
You know what's really funny? That's
because
is I did a history feature on Hispanic Heritage Month, and I asked Brenda. For those of you who don't know, her name is Brenda De Leon. She's one of our friends, and she is from Mexico. She is a Mexican woman. She was at the same school as I was. She also does TikTok, and I asked her. I said, "Hey, I want to know like what you think would be important for me to talk about." And she said, "We talked about how we would talk about the difference between like Latina and Latino and Hispanic."
Yeah,
but she said, because of like modern day culture, you should use the term Latinx. Okay, so I did. Thousands of people are like, "You gringo trying to Americanize our language." I was like, bro. A Mexican lady told me to use this word.
People are so mean.
It's so funny. They're like, "You don't know. You can't." I said, "I was okay." All right.
Yeah, what?
So it's so weird.
What a weird world we live in.
Weird.
Nobody commented when I went to Chick-fil-A because I didn't have any followers. Now people lose their mind. I'm like, bro, they got good chicken and they sweet tea is good. Leave me. I'm just trying to eat, bro. I'm just fat, man.
I'm just trying
to eat, fam.
Sorry, they were crying because they're biting each other. I asked people, I was like, "Do you guys want to hear about like the engagement and wedding planning and stuff?" Because I know that's not why you originally followed me. So like, content is shifting a little bit. And someone messaged me and was like, "So you asked, so I'm gonna tell you that I missed your old content, and you posting about your like wedding plans is fine, but you saying like I'm gonna announce it at 10 a.m. like I have a life. I don't have time to wait." And I was like, "You don't have to follow me."
you
don't want
life. I don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I have a life too, and I was like, I know. So I'm like, so you don't have to follow me.
On those people, because I know they're gonna screenshot it and post it and be like, "Honest Suit Vibes is so mean. She went off on me." That's why if ever you see,
I know.
It shows that I have seen it and I have not responded. It's because I was finna snap on you, but I remember that you gonna screenshot it and show it to the girl, so I decided to keep my words to myself. Because
I know.
Like, the audacity of her to be like, I have a life. Girl, unfollow me. Matter of fact, that's okay. I'll go ahead and unfollow and block you.
She was upset that you wanted to announce your news at a certain time.
Yeah, because I wanted to announce it after I told... So my students last year, every single weekend, they'd be like, do you think he's proposing?
Oh.
And I was like, no. And then when I'd come back, they'd be like, did he propose? And I'd be like, does it look like he proposed, you guys? But then when summer came, they were like, oh my gosh, is he going to propose? And I was like, I have no idea, but if he does, I'll call you. And then when I subbed for them last week, they were like, has he proposed yet? And I'm like, no! So I wanted to go and tell them first before posting on social media, but I still wanted to be, I was like so excited. And so then she was like, we don't have time to wait. I don't know. People are weird.
I would like it on the record that we also had the same questions. Did he propose yet? Ugh! Not yet.
We both screamed like some fools last night.
Maybe I'll release the video after this.
You should. Mostly because... you looked so serious, and you were like, guys, I need to talk to you about something. And all of the possibilities are going through my mind of
what they do. I know.
I spent a hot time playing. I'm like, what they do? Dude, I was stressed for real. I was like,
well, especially because the other day you had that very aggressive, like that stalker type guy. And the one that was like, I know where you live. And that's not okay. That's never okay. And so I was afraid it was going to be a, I'm done with social media. And like, I'm sitting there like.
And then I was like, boom.
Oh my God. I scared the crap out of my cats.
I started screaming. Peyton started screaming with me. Like, Mom, I don't know why we're screaming, but it's an opportunity for me to be loud. So.
I know. I love it.
She's so freaking cute.
Oh, she's getting like super restless, though. I'm going to have to be up in a minute.
I know. I got to go too, but it was so nice to catch up.
Yeah. And again, these are a little shorter and a little bit different right now because someone got the vid, but it's okay because after this one, we have one more that's going to be a little bit more virtual, and then we'll be back to being in person, and it'll be completely normal, and we didn't want to take an off week or an off 2 weeks. We wanted to be here for you guys because you all have been so awesome so far.
I'm more aggressive because I just feel like we're on a FaceTime.
I know.
The recording for...
I feel like we're all over the place.
That's all right. It's okay, because it's us. Like, it's us.
Exactly. We talk about all walks of life, not just teaching on this podcast. But, okay. I love you guys. I will talk to you soon.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.